Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. Well, how in the world are you? Doing all right today? Well, of course I wait for you to answer. Some of you do. That little greeting establishes the fact that we are in the world, but not of it. Amen? Today, Dave and Bethley continue influences that kill potential from Proverbs 13. So let's join them.
And we also have to talk about social media. Now, that's kind of a same idea.
Right. And we went into that into some depth when you were just quoting
yes,
from
but
that
let's
article.
Let's just be practical, moms and dads. Remember, the point of the articles is that none is always best when it comes to social media. None. And the question is, well, how do you do that in a role like ours? Well, you have to get other parents to join you. You have to get your school on board. And if you can't get other parents to join you and you can't get your school on board, you have to teach your child to stand alone.
Right.
My boys, our children would go with me to teen camps. And they would, in those days, would have a flip phone. And there were teenagers all the time that was like, are you serious? You have this old phone? Our boys and our daughters had to learn to stand alone. Mm-hmm. Teenagers like, can we have your MySpace account? Can we have...
Well,
you know,
MySpace really dated you there, baby.
But our children had to deal with MySpace. The idea was, well, no, I don't have that.
Right. And even now, Charity, she will be 16 this year, but often at camps or teen activities or churches, people will say, oh, can I have your Instagram account? I want to request to follow you. And she'll say, I don't have Instagram.
And moms and dads, don't let that bother you, because
right.
Remember Daniel in the Bible who stood alone. Daniel, who was so mightily used of God and really was one of the most powerful leaders of his day, was a man who stood alone. He purposed in his heart not to defile himself. There's nothing wrong with your children standing alone. And what do you do? What do you do? How do you do it? And what to do if you do it? Maybe even make the idea, when the time comes for the social media, make it a rite of passage. We have a friend that his children have to write a paper about the influence and dangers of social media and why they think they're ready for it and what plan they are willing to put into action to protect themselves. Mm. So they write a paper on it. I read in one article, there's many who are now signing an agreement with their children that I'm going to get on social media, but you have access to my account. Make your kids read a book and read it with them. The TechWise Life, My TechWise Life. There's two different books there. There's a book out called Ways Your Phone is Changing You. Make your children read so that they are aware of the dangers, that they are aware. Read with them the findings of the U.S. Surgeon General and look up how devastating things can be. And in light of social media, let's say a word or two about TikTok here, because TikTok is by every evaluation dangerous and damaging. I mean, our governments around the world are debating about TikTok. And I think TikTok can be challenging because it damages our young people emotionally and relationally and can be legally damaging. That's why the government is dealing with it. Mm-hmm. And it also certainly damages purity. Instagram is the same way. Instagram is a wonderful tool, but it does have a lot of inappropriate things on it. A lot of cussing.
Yes.
A lot of immorality. Mm. There's porn on all of these sites. Moms and dads, social media is a foolish influence. We must protect our children. And there's a couple other areas here as we start winding this down. What are the other areas we ought to be aware of?
Well, music and movies, just more media access that our children could have. Music is so available. You know, when we were teenagers, you had to go buy the cassette tape if you wanted to listen to a certain thing.
Did you have a Walkman?
I didn't. My parents didn't buy me one. They didn't feel like I needed it. We had a big old radio in our house, and my mom often played either, of course, sacred music, but we also had a lot of classical music in our household, so that's what we
listened
to.
I remember the first time I came to your parents' home, your mom was playing classical music, and I'd never been to a home that people played classical music.
It's beautiful. But nowadays, music is so available on all of the platforms. You know, you've got Apple and iTunes, and you've got Spotify and all these different things. Your child could have in earbuds and listening to who knows what. So you do have to have those conversations where you just sit down and you say, this is what is good music, and this is what makes it good music according to the Word of God. This is music that will damage you. And there is a lot of music out there, parents. You need to believe that there is music that will damage you. I know that maybe you could listen to certain genres of music and it be no big deal because it doesn't talk about anything that would be of a immoral manner, or it doesn't have cussing in it, it doesn't have profanity, it doesn't have rebellion in it. And that's fine and good. You don't always have to listen to sacred music. Our children know that, but your children should know there's music out there that can damage you and damage your heart and your walk with God.
Sure. So Bethany and I would recommend moms and dads, when it comes to this influence, the idea of music and movies, discuss standards and set standards, have standards. Discuss them with your kids, and don't be so hard and fast about it that you can't discuss it.
Right.
Standards are not inspired. They are to help. Mm-hmm. So find what helps for your family and say, this is our line. This is our standard. And if one of your kids wants to discuss a different, could we change that? Teach them how to even talk about it.
Right.
And, you know, there are times in our family where we've come to the conclusion of saying, you know what, this may not be wrong, but this is what daddy prefers. So we're going to do it dad's way.
Right.
And that's okay, because your kids will be on their own someday and then they can decide. Mm-hmm. But we need to have standards. We need to talk through matters continually. Mm-hmm. We need to offer biblical wisdom continually. And here's a good, just a reminder, remember that nobody can handle a diet of unbiblical thinking communicated via music. They can't handle that without being tarnished by it.
Right.
So this is important. Movies are the same way. Be careful. In our family, we never watch a movie without first evaluating it. Mm-hmm. We want to know when we watch a movie, before we watch a movie, what are we going to see?
Right. Or
is there cursing? Mm-hmm. Is there wicked scenes?
You can look up any movie that has been released. If it's already been released, you can look up any movie via IMDb. You can look at the Parents Guide. This is a secular site, but they will tell you exactly what cuss words are used. They will tell you what scenes are used in that movie. They will even tell you about violence or philosophies that are in that movie that may be unsettling to young children. So that's a website that we use. I know that Focus on the Family also has a website dedicated to telling parents exactly what's in a movie. And those are great things to look up.
And I would even go so far as just to tell you in a personal way here, we wait for movies, almost always, we wait for movies to be available via VidAngel or on ClearPlay.
Yes.
And sometimes that's a little annoying because everybody else has seen a movie that we haven't seen.
Right.
But because of some words or because of some scenes that aren't always explicitly wicked, but just problematic for our family standards, mm-hmm. we can wait till they're available on VidAngel. Now, if you're not familiar with VidAngel, you should look it up. It's been an investment in our family. We have to budget for it every month. It's not hugely expensive, but it does cost.
Right.
But it has permitted us to be able to always make sure that we have everything removed from a movie that concerns us. And then we have occasionally watched a movie that we wanted to see, but it had a word or two in it. And we can do that via ClearPlay to where that removes that word. So that's right. Not part of our family.
Because not everything is available on VidAngel. And so ClearPlay does bring up the rest.
And just that you can watch it on VidAngel or ClearPlay doesn't mean that you should. It just is a tool. This is just a tool. And one of the things, moms and dads, that I find everywhere I research about successful parenting is the value of talking and talking and talking and talking about influence. If you don't talk frequently with your kids about social media, there's an organization called Axis, AXIS.org, that weekly publishes articles with things you can talk about with your children. It reminds you of, here's the newest song. Here's the lyrics in that song. Here's the newest movie. And here's the newest, you know, situation. And it just reminds you of things, you know, and it gives you questions to get a conversation started. Moms and dads, Bethany and I want you to know that one of the most important things you can do to have a happy life and a happy family is to be very aware of the blessings of good influences and very cautious of the dangers of bad influences.
Yes.
And I hope you've enjoyed these 3 weeks, and I hope you've learned from them. I don't know how to say it with the depth of emotion and feelings that it is to us. This is such a vital area.
And you know what? Often we can tell in our children's lives if something's not quite right, if they're being influenced in a way they shouldn't be, if our child has maybe a bad attitude or they are withdrawn in some way. We know, okay, there might be a bad influence. We need to check up on the Spotify account. What have they been listening to? We need to check up on their phone. What have they been seeing? Are they texting a friend who is being a negative influence on them? And so your children will give you those little flags of, okay, something's not quite right. And it's not something to totally fall apart about. Parents, you don't fall apart. You just rally the troops, as you might say. You and your husband get together and say, okay, this has been a bad influence in our child's life. How can we overcome it?
Well, you've been listening to Dave and Bethley discuss influences that kill potential from Proverbs 13. I trust it was a blessing to you. Tomorrow is Friday, if you can believe it. And that means Dave and Bethley's weekly Q&A. And I trust you'll join us for that. This is your good friend, Michael Barnett. If you'd like more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIO Radio Network.